Good morning and welcome to the ATS Business University Marketing Training. I have a treat for you today. I'm actually going to be picking the brain of our CEO, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. Oh, and you're eating avocados too. And they're really good. They have pico de gallo on them with some lemon juice and some salt and some Mrs. Dash. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay.
Deanna.
Yes, sir.
Before you get started, I want to say one more thing. I saw you yesterday driving and doing your Bible study. So you were kicking it too, girl. Come on, man. You a bad girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so very much. Wow. Thank you.
This morning was listening to that. That was very good.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you very much. Today, today I'm actually going to be discussing something that it intrigued me when I first learned about it. And Antonio has truly helped me master it as well. So today, the topic of today is different people go in different funnels. The reason for that is you have to learn how to master reading people. Because if you don't master reading people and you put someone who loves information into a short funnel that just goes straight to the point, you may lose them because that doesn't work for them. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is actively listening. We talk about polling your audience on a consistent basis, and there's a reason for that. But it's no good to you if you're not actively listening to what your audience is telling you. So when you poll your audience, you hear someone say, you know what, I really like this, but what about that? If you completely pass over that, not only are you missing a new way to market to that audience, not only are you missing what they're actually saying, but you're also missing out on money. Because they could possibly be telling you as your audience, as your market, they could also be telling you, hey, you should really do this type of product as well. Actively listen, because when you actively listen, you also learn who your audience is on a personal basis. You get to learn what their personality types are. You get to learn how to market to them, how not to market to them. And the reason why I'm going to be asking our CEO, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. questions today is because he always says he's an alpha male. Well, what he's telling you is I'm a lion.
Pretty clear.
He said that's pretty clear. But what he is he's a lion. You know, he gets to give him the information, let him go. He's going to go for it. Once he has a plan in place, he's going to work that plan. There's nothing you're going to do to stop him. If that particular plan doesn't work how he planned it, he'll sit back, check it out, rewrap it, and do another plan. You actually talk to people. Okay. That was his other personality.
No, that's both.
So he's a lion and an owl, but if we aren't paying attention to our audience, how will we know that? If you're on a phone call with a client, listen to them because they're going to tell you exactly how to market to more people just like them. Learn their personality types. And there are four major personality types. Let me know you're ready. And we're going to start off with the lion. The lion, yes, ma'am. So the lion works quickly. They are results focused. This says let them think they're in control, but if you actually pay attention to a lion, they are in control. They control who they are. They control what their businesses are. They control it by not having control. If y'all always listen to Anthony Hill, he always says he works within the strength of his team. He'll put his team in their strength, and then he'll give us a task and let us work in our strength. They stay professional and formal. When speaking to them, let them know you're working fast because, again, they work quickly. Let them make decisions. Offer only a couple of choices. Don't give them like 20 different choices. Give them a couple of choices. And when you talk to them, get right to the point. And don't take it personally if they're a little rude. That's just their way, and it's not them being rude. They know what they want. They're not being rude. They're not being arrogant. They're not being any of that. They know what they want. If you listen to Antonio talk, he knows what he wants. He works quickly. He does not waste time. We all know he's results focused. He's in control of everything. You tell him something, it's done. He's professional and formal. If you let him know you're working fast, you don't have to worry about getting your head chopped off. He makes the decision. When he asks us for information, we give him exactly what he asked for. If he says, okay, find out about this and this, we give him that information for that and that. We don't give him 50 million different things. We give him the couple of choices that he asked for. And because we also know him, 9 times out of 10, we already know he's going to want the best. Because we all know Antonio, he doesn't want the lack. He doesn't want the little. He wants the abundance. So when you're giving him information, don't give him the small package. Please. Give him top shelf. Don't do that. And none of us take his personality as being rude because, again, he's a lion. He knows what he wants. He's straight to the point. He don't use my verbiage. He don't BS nothing. He don't sugarcoat it. He's straight to the point. How many of you have come across this person already? How many of you are this person? So now I have a challenge. Still say me. Okay. So now I have a challenge for everyone. How would you funnel Antonio's lion? How would you funnel Antonio, the lion personality? How would you funnel Antonio? How would your marketing funnel look for Antonio?
I ain't scared.
Good question. Y'all nervous. Okay, good.
The first thing is that if I don't have any background information on him, I'm going to find out as much as I can from a conversation with him about what he likes and what he doesn't like. Because without that ammunition, he's not going to let me in. I got to get a break somewhere. And once I get that break, then I got to be short, concise, don't give him BS, let him think he's in control, and say, here's what I got for you. Bam.
But okay. Everything you just said, short, concise, let them think he's in control, don't BS, flawless, right? Flawless. That was, you hit the nail on the head. What Deanna's getting ready to teach you is how to figure that out without even having a conversation with me.
Ooh, stop.
Yes. Oh, yes. But you were spot on. The facts, as Law put in chat, that's both yes and no, okay? That is yes to both my major personality types. Yes to the facts of me being the lion or the red, maybe how you have learned it. Yes. And no. So my owl, my strategic thinking, the green, I do want the facts. But in most cases, I am dominated by that lion. I don't want too much facts. You got 15 seconds before I shift my attention. I ain't lying. You got 15 seconds, probably 8 and a half. 15 seconds. I'm dead serious. I'm gonna cut you off. Hey, you know what, man? I really appreciate it. I gotta go. I always gotta go. Before I was so busy, I just made it up. Look, Phil said that long. Yeah, he's right. Man, Phil got the same personality. We got the same personality. Now, I'm dead serious. You want to? So you're right. What you said, that short, concise. Don't BS me, and then make me think I'm in trouble because I'm always in control. Right now, I've got learned behaviors that don't make me a control freak, but that has nothing to do with what's compulsive inside of me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what's compulsive inside of me is, let me see what you're talking about. Now, I ain't hearing the words you say when I'm saying, let me see what you're talking about. I'm actively listening, but I'm not actively listening at your little stupid pitch. I'm actively listening to figure out what can I do with this on my benefit. You see how I went back to control? I heard every word you said selfishly. Hey, man. I'm not. I know how to sell to me greatly. I do. Your pitches ought to get straight to the point. Want to raise $500,000? Click. Shit. Let me click real quick. Let me see what's going on. You can get someone like me with, we make a ton of money over here. Don't believe me? Click this link. I don't need no details. Let me see what you're talking about. Okay, Grace says she would click that. You know what? That's fun. Who else would click that very vague link? Who else? Okay, Pam Norris. Some of you are like, nah, I can't do that, man. How? I ain't got no details, right? What am I do? Where are we going? I don't need all that. Now, I do have this. I was born an owl, a Susan. Life made me a Phil. Okay? I was born a Susan. Life made me a Phil. I had no choice. I couldn't think my way out of no trash can. I had to have massive action out of that. You understand? I had to think not to get back in it, but I had to move out it. You understand what I'm saying? All right, good. This is good stuff. That personality, I should be flashy. I really should be flashy, but I'm not. I need to learn how to be more flashy. I should be flashy. Look, I have the personality type of the guy with the red Ferrari, midlife crisis, big truck. I'm 5'7" too, so I'm short, right? Let me get the big truck, this little short guy, right? All that. I have that personality, but the Susan in me keeps me conservative. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. The Susan in me keeps me conservative. So you always see me in dark clothes, you know what I'm saying, some dark vehicle or something, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, they're going to brighten me up. They're going to brighten me up. Law going to get down here and put some colors on me. You understand? Put some colors on me. But honestly, each funnel should let you show his colors. Each funnel should have those people in mind. It's not that you're not trying to bat 100% here. What you're attempting to do is have enough lead magnets to touch everybody. You get it? Phil said, I don't need to be flashy. Thank you, Phil. I so appreciate you. But I like me just the way I am. I really do. So just remember that. Jana, as you're going through this, let's make that up. Figure out. This is what you do. You talk, and then I'm going to throw out how I would funnel that person. Okay? I'll throw out how I would funnel that person. Is that fair? I would throw out how I would funnel that person. Here's another way I would funnel me, a six-second video. Six-second video. I would funnel me with a six-second video. I call bumper videos. I would go, hey, you watching me. I can make you a lot of money. Click the link and get a longer video, but you really don't need it, right? Click it, boy. That's it. I'm gathering 500 customers now because Darryl was like, Tony, I bet you can't do it. What? What you talking about? Right? It's just that all you got to do is activate that. Grace, yesterday, was not the number one salesperson in the company for the first month ever. Grace, how do you feel about that?
Got me all the way messed up.
She's got that red up in her. Y'all see that? She's got that lion up in her. You can't do it. A lion, while me and Phil would have learned behaviors that make us focus on one thing, the truth is we can juggle while jogging on the sand in the beach, while planning how we're going to close this customer on the way. We could do all of that. we could do all of that. We really can. We can do all of that at one time and still, look, hands full. Phil, you want to make some money? What are you talking about? What kind of money you want to make, right? And still take on. This is why we have a Susan to run our calendar, because we constantly put too much on it. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, good. Miladell is the same. Miladell is the same person. He's just Liddell. Yeah, Miladell is the exact same person. His name is just Liddell. His name is just Liddell. That's all. That's the only difference there. I just want y'all to process that, because you funnel those people a certain way. Now, if you learn all four major personality types and you can funnel people, that's why I asked y'all to do 20 lead magnets per product. It's 40. 20 for women, 20 for the men. And you mix them up, okay? If I wanted to get someone who is highly empathetic, what color would I use?
Yellow.
Okay, yellow does work. Yellow does work. Splashes of yellow. I'm looking for one color in particular. Ask the two colors to do it. Two colors to do it. Let me see. Who's highly empathetic on the phone call? Deanna, you're actually the most empathetic people on the phone call. And that looks like Michelle, but she probably can't talk. Hey, blue will work. I can see blue. Definitely see blue. Pink. It's the number one color I was looking for. It is the number one color I was looking for. Pink. Yes. After that, it could be green. Green has this calming effect. You get it? These colors have psychological factors. That's why they put you in a green room. I got you. That's why Mari is going to put you in a green room and set you up so you can get caught cheating. And then you are not, whatever it is. The lie detector says, that is not the truth, right? Because I just caught you. Yeah, they put you in the green room to calm you down. Go ahead, Grace.
I remember what you're saying about the greens and blues. I was told as a teacher, hey, make sure your classroom has like lots of greens and blues because it's calming and stuff. Because if you put a whole bunch of reds, yellows, oranges, your kids may be bouncing off the walls because that's what they see, all these colors, and they're really bright. And those are, woo, get up and go colors. So, yeah, yeah.
Facts. The United States government knows this too, right? It's facts. If it's a caution sign, what color is this caution sign?
Yellow.
So it can stand out. Caution makes our brain go on alert. Red makes our brain go into adrenaline. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. It's just something the way colors does, you know, all of Zoom. Mental health centers are plated blue to calm patients. There you go. Make sure your graphics reflect these things. If you're trying to reach Tempest, soft colors, and I went too far ahead. I'm sorry. But let me just finish that thought, because you were probably going to do empathy last. Tempest, Michelle, Pam Norris, Michelle Mueller, Pam Norris, John Nowinski. You know, Phil is actually weird, because he has a lot of empathy and he shouldn't, but he has a whole lot of empathy. He's got that means he had lost a lot in his life, right? Or read a whole lot of books to get it, right? Yeah, something like that, right? But he's got a whole lot of empathy to be such alpha. He's got a lot of empathy, man. That it comes with wisdom, right? Wisdom makes you... Yes, he is weird. No, he has an incredible amount of empathy, and he really shouldn't. He really, really shouldn't have that. But you know what? As you get older, you stop trying to prove yourself. People are more important, right? There's a lot of learned behaviors to go with that. So shout out to you, Phil, for having a lot of empathy. When you know people with a lot of empathy, I was naming names. John, Michelle, Deanna, Pam Norris. I'm looking at these names. John Nowinski. I said John already. John Nowinski. These people, if you can shape your product about how it's going to change lives, see that? You see all those reactions? If you can go, Pam, I'm telling you, the ATS Business University, it's going to change lives. It's already changed lives, but I mean, we're gonna reunite families. We're gonna drop the divorce rate. We're literally, most people get divorced because of income. We are going to drop, you know, I'm talking right now. Pam, tell me what's going on in your blood right now. Because you get no fire over there.
Like, as soon as you, I said, sign me up. As soon as you said it's going to change lives, that's all I need to hear. You didn't have to tell how it was going to do it. As long as it was going to change lives for the positive, I was already on board. The rest is just superfluous.
Y'all see that? You see that? That's powerful. But anyway, I jumped ahead. I'm just doing this to show you that your funnels, your lead magnets, your graphics, they have different effects on different people. You don't have to get this perfect. The reason I teach you to have so many is so you don't have to be perfect. Yeah, that's why I teach you to have so many. I teach you to have so many because so you can, you know, like I've been with Susan enough to know Susan attacks conflict head on. Boom. I've seen it enough. I've seen it enough to know that Susan is alpha male, right? She's an alpha woman, right? She attacks conflict head on. Feels like, yep, let's go get it. Both of them be like, hey, get this conflict out of the way. It's in the way, right? You get it? That is, so what would happen is you can attract feel with what you would think is attraction for women, you know, because I'm using these women and male in the way the world does. I don't mean to be gender here, right? But Phil has a lot of empathy. There are some things that you can get filled with a lot of empathy. He probably felt the same way Pam Norris just did. At the same time, what's dominating him is, hey, I'm juggling. I got this thing going on. You know, got this company going on, right? Podcast is starting up. We get ready to do some videos. Hun, make sure the food is good, right? All that stuff like that, right? He's still doing all of that and getting it done very well and very easy. My intent is to show you that don't worry about male, female. Personality types will override male, female. So will your sexual orientation. It will. How you view yourself, your, what is it called? I want to mess it up, but you know, your gender, you have men who identify more with women. You know, you got gender fluid people, right? And then you have women who identify more masculine. And these people will buy different things based on just because you see them with, I don't know, curly hair and pigtails doesn't mean they relate to themselves in that way. Do you get it? All right, cool. Go ahead, y'all.
To add to what Antonio was saying, when it comes to those with high levels of empathy, they're considered your koalas. So as if, and I don't know if you noticed what he did when he started. when he started like pitching to those with empathy, but he spoke in a relaxed, calm tone. He spoke in a relaxed pace, in a relaxed tone. He used a soothing voice. He was patient when he asked for our, you know, be patient when you ask for the reassurance. You want to make sure that you say, hey, you know, it's okay. You know, let me know how you feel about this. You want to and reassure them that you will take care of them.
You know, you just get so Okay.
You did smarter than what you know. Phil and Susan, if y'all not driving or something, if y'all can unmute your mics, I'm going to have y'all help teach this one part. Me, Phil, and Susan just got off a call a couple of days ago that should not have been successful, but it was. Okay? It was. Now, nothing bad happened. I don't want you to think anything like that. But I had an option to do some things I could have done differently, and I would have ruined the call had I not been in tune with understanding things. You get it? But I'm going to let Susan, if you want to take over right there. But it was a fantastic call. It really was. And it was like a 2 hour and 45 minute call too. Okay? It was. But there was a lot of personality exchange going on. And I threw Susan the alley and she nailed it. She Tomahawk 360 slammed it. She did. Like, she totally did. And I was so impressed. But anyway, go ahead, Susan. Let's see if we can get some teaching material out of that.
I'm not sure which, there was so much going on, and someone that's very, very, very analytical and says very, very, very a lot, but also is someone that has a good heart and kind and is of integrity. So you want to give this person the respect, but it does take time. And so the point that you were at, I'm not sure which of those.
I'm not even sure if I'm at a point, to be honest with you, Susan. It's more of, let's see if we can just dissect. You brought a couple of things, so I'll make a point now. This guy was, the whole call was super duper respectable. Like, don't think, y'all, that the call was not. In my position, I had options, and I could have killed the call if I was in my ego at any point.
Yes.
I just would have. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if I wasn't in tune with personalities and, you know, actively listening, because everybody's respectable, but it is easy for an alpha male to say, hey, man, why are you questioning me, right? Or hey, man, why are you not hearing what I'm saying or anything like that? And, you know, none of that happened, obviously. But I guess, Susan, what I was trying to do is just, you know, maybe you can just give some insight in whatever way you want to. We will make it a teaching point once we figure out, you know, what target you hit at, something like that.
Right. You were telling him exactly what you were offering and why, but he was each and every point, and you could have again backed away and said, you know, this isn't going to work, but you dissected it and you explained each point and why it was that way and why this was something, you know, that's customized. And and he really, you know, if it would have been anybody else, I would have been more concerned. But I know this guy really well, and I know that this is his style, and he doesn't mean anything from it, but I could see where it could be really frustrating for Antonio, but you kept your cool throughout the whole thing, and really, you stood your ground on what it is that you're offering, but yet you turned it around to make him feel like he was getting exactly what he wanted, which in reality at the beginning was exactly that.
Yeah, Antonio. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You did it with grace and respect.
If you remember
what I said? I said, here, take the number we're talking about, divide it by 3, and let's get started. That's where I was.
Yeah, he sure did say that. And that was so perfect, Phil. That was so perfect. It was so perfect, yeah. I mean, Phil and Susan were, I mean, God, it was so much going on. They, first off, Phil and Susan were quiet. That is the most impressive part about the call. They talked when they were supposed to. I don't mean for this to be a training on how to handle yourself on the phone, but since we're here, they made sure that whatever edification that they gave me, it remained. You get it? Had they jumped in or cut off? And don't get it twisted. It was probably real tempting for them to go, wait, right? Let me just jump in. But they held it at bay because it would have ruined any edification that they gave to me. Do you get it? Plus, also, it was a perfect opportunity to prove myself. Do you understand? It was flawless. I mean, the whole call was, I wish it was something that we could just record and just say, hey, you know, break it down for the next 16 weeks. Because as Susan said, I mean, guy had a high level of integrity. I mean, just, again, bad calls have nothing to do with bad calls, right? We're not talking about, when you're at a certain level, no one's going to disrespect anybody. You get it? No one's going to disrespect anybody. What we're talking about now is, does the terms work for both sides? Get it? Let me let Phil and Susan jump in there so they can add some more to it. If y'all want to add some more, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter.
Well, I had my finger right on that unmute button all the time, and I just kept taking it back. they are ready to go. Of course, a few extra little questions that he has for you. And
of course.
Yeah, definitely. There was one instance in which I could have turned. Actually, there was a spot I was losing the whole call. I was losing.
Yeah.
It was. It was totally done. As a matter of fact, if his phone hadn't rung, it would have been done. It would have been totally done. It was like God was like, wait a minute. You know, it got some outside assistance there, right? It was perfect. It was actually the perfect. No, seriously, like some of this stuff was just the luck of preparation meeting, you know, the luck of the universe throwing it in there. Because really, I totally had lost this call in the middle of it. We were done for. But the phone rang and then he had to get sidetracked, and it allowed me to restate to other members on the phone what was happening. And it was clearing up. Again, none of this is disrespectful. We're talking about the details. Does that make sense to y'all? The details. But as him being analytical, he needed information, period. My job was to facilitate the information. It's also equally important to understand that every time he asked something, he could not be disrespectful. He was being his personality. Now, in fairness, he was doing it with a fantastic tone, right? But how many of y'all have responded wrongly or incorrectly to someone with a great tone, but you felt they were challenging you? Don't lie. Don't lie. We're all human. We've all done it, right? Yeah, we've all done it. He's got this perfect tone. He's not doing anything wrong, but he's questioning. And there was a major point, and Daryl had pointed this out, because Daryl was, after the call, he was like, man, I don't know how you stayed so calm, so patient, et cetera. Nothing was wrong at all. But there was a point to where I realized, wow, okay, perception is blocking this call. I had to make a choice, and Phil and Susan would be able to attest to this. Perception was blocking this call. Pay attention, y'all. I'm about to say something too real. You can't forget I'm young. And sometimes people accidentally place themselves in a place of superiority by accident because of my age. And I said, wow, okay, I get it. I see what's happening. I forgot that I'm so nice, accessible. I'm not looking like a CEO right now. Let me fix this real quick. Let me fix this. And there was a point I said, listen, this is what it is. This is the product. Please know that I deal with your CEO. Like I had to remind when students asked their firm, I had to remind the phone call, I'm not an employee. I'm on a phone with a bunch of employees. I am not an employee. You're talking to the CEO. I didn't throw out no money that wasn't necessary, but it was necessary for me to gracefully remind the phone call, you're not on the phone with an employee. You're on the phone with a CEO. Remember that. And then I had to clear some stuff up. Now, let me pause right there. Remember that part?
Yes, he really needed that. Everything turned around after that. He needed to hear that. He needed to know really your position. So because, you know, the transaction is a big transaction, and he needed to have that security, knowing that.
Yeah, and realize the guy's coming. This may be a shock to some younger people on the call, but there was actually a time when there were stores that sold cameras. I know that's hard to believe, but there are actually stores that sold cameras. And what Rich's job was to decide what products, and I think they had like 11 stores in the Central Ohio area. His one job was to decide what products those 11 stores would carry. That's what he did for years and years and years.
That's a big deal.
So that's where that analytical mind. Also, he has marginal Asperger's. So he doesn't recognize social cues. And you got to understand that about him. So now, in terms of talking on the call, when I used to train salesmen how to sell stock in independent banks, it was a husband and table. It was a kitchen table with a husband and wife and me. And I would bring the salesman with me. And I would sitting down, I say, now, at some point during the presentation, you're going to want to say something, all right? And I'm giving you permission to do that. If you want to say something, you be my guest, you say something. Now, when you do, I will reach across the table and rip your throat out.
That's about right.
So I just want to let you know, you can say something, but I will reach across the table and rip your throat out if you do. So just
that
let you know.
That is right. Yeah, I need y'all to hear what Phil just said. That is, because I need y'all to get this. Because had they said something, I shouldn't have been on the phone no more. I can't. And when you, hey, say, Phil, Susan, I got someone I really want to get into the network or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? You can't talk. Because if you're going to talk, what's the point of Phil being there? There's no point no more. There's absolutely no point. There's no point whatsoever. And on top of that, you got to let Phil show that he's Phil. You get it? You called him for a reason. Now you got to let him prove that reason. And Susan's right. The call did turn when I had, oh, man, I'm a CEO. And listen, he didn't attempt to take a place of superiority. He's just constantly in a place of superiority. He didn't attempt to do that. It just happened because that's what he does. And it was his team on the phone. But I had to remind him, you're not superior on this call. Not on this one. You understand? Now, I didn't do this in my tone I'm doing now, but please know, not on this one. I'm the CEO. The same way you treat your CEO, it's the same way you're going to treat me. And Phil picked up on it. Phil was like, listen, you divide the money up. This, like, you're not going to ask the CEO to work for this little bit of money, right? Come on. And Phil picked up on that. And he said it perfectly. And then, of course, the other people's phone was like, let's do it now, right? What you should be gathering in this conversation is Phil has a personality. Susan has a personality. I have a personality. And then Dara has a personality. That's four of us. And it was three of them. Seven personalities on the phone. That is automatic grounds for dismissal. If you think having seven people on the phone is easy, then I dare you to go do it right now. I dare you to make a decision about your company with seven people. This is why good CEOs just don't do that. We just don't do that, right? You have a 7-people think tank, but then you go off on your own and make a decision. If I say, if I ask America right now, America, here's $19 trillion. What y'all want to do with it? You know what America's going to say? Let's split it evenly in front of everybody. Now, this is my Republican side coming out. While my Democrat side says, well, yeah, that would be great. Yes, yes. That is terrible. That is, it's terrible because it's all going to go back to the hands, right? It's all going back to the hands of the people who gave it away anyway. But the reason it's terrible, because money don't need to be in everybody's hands. You don't give a crackhead $100,000. If they are not done being a crackhead, you know what they're going to do with that $100,000, huh? Oh, y'all can't relate that way. You got that little nephew, don't you? That little nephew, that niece that you know? There was a time in my life that the universe wouldn't have gave me no money. You know why? I'd have blew it off in the hotel somewhere. I would have. I would have absolutely blew it off in the hotels and on liquor. I would have. That's just what my mentality was. And rims. Can't forget the rims. So I can look like I'm rich, right? In the car, right? Y'all ain't never been young. Yeah, the rims cost more than the car. I mean, I'm from the place where you got $32,000 of rims on your car and you live with your grandma. That's the place I come from. We call them, what is it? It's spokes, not, no. Spin, no, that's spinners. Not elbow, elbows, yeah. Nah, Sprewells was whack. That was in for like 6 months. That was like the Patrick Ewing shoes. It was in for like 6 months, you know. Anyway. Notice how all these personalities were on that call. And there was a guy on their side. He didn't say nothing at all until I think Susan prompted him to say something. Yeah, I think so. But it was a flawless call, though. I'm telling you, it was a fantastic call. It's one of those calls that bring you even closer together, right? And I'm talking about both sides, not just our side, their side. It was a fantastic call. Y'all remember that because that success, that sales call was a sales funnel. Period. And Ice Buddy is going to have to get on a lot of phone calls with CEO of Dell, CEO of FEMA. It just is. It just is. And you're going to have to know how to conduct yourself, especially if you're as young as me. They already going to think I'm a hothead. You understand? This ain't got nothing to do with my color. It's got everything to do with my age. But they're already going to think that. I count on it because it plays to my advantage. It does. The stupider you think I am, the more smarter I'm a sound. I mean, it's just what it is. It plays to my advantage. It does, which is why Phil and Susan have a very big role here because they counterbalance my age and my race. They are the counterweight to that. You get it? When Phil and Susan, happy birthday, Phil, by the way. Yes. happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I want to just appreciate every one of you that you chose on this call to wear your birthday suit. So I thought that was just very nice. But I'm really appreciative that you chose to cover it up.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank y'all for covering it up. Thank y'all. Except for me, because, you know, I would have been, no, I'm just joking, right?
Nudity, it's not that good of a concept. It's kind of like cars without paint. Right? It's like cars without paint. Most of us need a couple coats. Some need some Bondo work.
Fair enough. I believe Phil just turned 69, I believe you said last night, around the sun. Was that it? Or was 68?
I ended my 68th trip around the sun, and I started my 69th.
Started your 69. There it is. Come on, one more time.
He is 68.
He is. Yes. He is 68. There you go. There you go. He's 68. Oh, what a joy it will. When I get to 68, y'all ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. I'm interrupting everybody at 68. I'm just telling you. I'm going to the grocery store. I should get this for free. I'm 68. I'm just telling you. I'm going to be too much at 68 because I'm too much at 38. So I know. I'm going to be one of them old men. But y'all just go, ooh, there he go again, y'all. Man. That's how they're going to do me for real. All
right. It's just a number.
It's just a number. Okay.
I don't feel any different than I did at 25 or 35 or 45. I feel the same, and I know Phil does too. That, I mean, we don't even really think about it. It's just we look at it and say, that's amazing, but, you know, we still do the same things we've always done. So.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Now, that I can't help but promote now a vegan diet and a regular exercise. I can't help it because, you know, that's what they do. I can't help myself. Law doesn't disagree here. I can't help myself but to go ahead and promote the vegan diet. So you can go ahead. And if you want to have the testimony Phil and Susan just had, well, then go ahead and switch on over. I'm just saying. Ain't that right, Law? Ain't that right? Man, you know what? They need to pay me. They need to pay me for that. Hey, go ahead, Deanna. Just y'all catch those lessons that all those personality types. Let me skip you ahead a little bit. Deanna is what we call a monkey or the blue. She's the life of the party. The way you get Deanna, Jerome, don't tell him. I don't tell your secrets. Jerome, Deanna, Grace. Oh my God, so you. You know what? I think Adonia trying to play it off. I think she is. But anyway, John Calloway, they're the life of the party.
That's it.
Why do you think John Calloway sitting over there 50 something and five? You think he do them push ups on accident? Come on now.
Yeah, I'd be knocking him out.
Yeah, he life of the party. He can look. Back in the 70s, John showed up to the club with a jacket and no shirt. just a suit jacket. No shirt. No shirt
at
all.
Don't forget the bow tie.
That's it. These people are life of the party. All you got to do is hit them like this here. And if I miss, actually, Denise Hill, she's weird too. Denise Hill is definitely a lion, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But she's also that life of the party. But I don't know if she learned to be that way, the way I learned to be a lion. I don't know if she could, that could be it. But this is how you come at Sam. Jerome, we about to have so much fun, man. We finna make this money. Jerome, look at her right now. Yeah, look at her. Jerome, we about to make this money. We about to travel the world. We're going to help some people along the way. But this is what it's really about. We finally about to get what we deserve. You understand, Jerome? It's high time for our time. Jerome, what kind of car you on? Man, I see myself in a Bugatti. What you getting, Jerome? What you getting, right? All that stuff. Jerome, all we need right now is $199 in 90 days. Just stick with me for 90 days. I promise you we're going to have a ton of fun doing it, and we're going to have fun for the rest of our lives. Who did that just pump up?
Woo!
Okay, you see that? See that? Deanna, Gerard, you see that? That's those people that they know all the millionaires. They ain't got there yet, but they know all of them. And we spend our last money on them because they're so fun to have around. They're so fun. Law is the same way. I left him out, but he is the same way. Lord, did y'all see him spandex in June? All spandex, okay? You cannot be conservative with spandex on. You can't have both at the same time. No, you wouldn't praise dance in nowhere.
Yes,
right?
You can.
So
it
yes,
all
you can.
On what you have under it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you ain't have nothing under. You got muscles. You just had on spandex. That's all. You got muscle. I say, look at his chest and his arms. Looking like John Calloway. Look at him out there. These people like that excitement. If you pay attention, that's why I make sure all these classes have every element of these things, because you'll lose a group if you don't have all those elements. Got me? So we did lion,
koalas,
monkey. Well, that's me and Susan, for sure. Liddell. Me, Susan, Liddell. Nope. That's just, well, maybe Pam Norris, maybe. Michelle G is an owl. I mean, excuse me, a koala. Koala and owl. Yeah, owls are normally the smartest people in the room. You can't find them without some sort of device. You know, Susan's been having an iPhone since it came out. You know, just what it is. She knows how to work it. She probably teaches Phil how to work it, you know. Phil's just like, I just want to make phone calls, right? She's probably teaches Phil something like that. These people are your intellectual people. Susan can see 30 miles down the road immediately. I mean, just what in nanoseconds. And then before she takes on a daunting task, she can visualize in fractions of seconds. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not putting that on this. All the ways this task won't work, and then pick the right way it's going to work, and then move forward with that one. That sound about right, Susan? And just do this mentally.
Yeah.
Without effort. Yeah. Like, without effort.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yes, it is. Why don't you break it down for us?
And I have to sit Phil down with this a lot because I want to strategize. And I see, I'm like, wait a minute. Now, this is what could happen down here. And he's ready to go. And I'm like, wait a minute, we have to talk this through. We have to have a strategic planning session here.
That is so cool. That's so good. Imagine being in that marriage, right? And they made it work. They made it work.
Antonio, it gets to the point where think of me with my personality driving and her sitting in the passenger seat.
That means, Phil, why'd you go this way? You should have went that way. It's on the I-30, right? You'd have cut off 5 minutes of traffic if you just went this way, Phil. Look, sadly enough, I knew Deanna the same way when she'd be driving me. I'd be having to tell myself, be quiet, because I am not, in most cases, I let you do what you do. I learned how to let geniuses be geniuses in my presence without saying nothing. But that monkey, oh my God, that blues. Frustrates me so much. It does. They're never on time. You on time because you know I'll be waiting outside. That's what that is. You are not on time. You have no on timeness in you. Okay? Never on time. And then she'll take in traffic the scenic route just to see all the cars. And I'm like, man. And my brain goes, oh my God, we're so wasting time. And we're not wasting time. First off, time is an illusion. We're not wasting time, but my personality won't make me stop saying we're wasting time. So I have to adopt my land behaviors. Yes. Yes, I caught myself yesterday. Yesterday, I was like, no. In fact, when she taught her Bible study, I had to switch and drive. And we was in traffic for 2 hours because that's Houston. You know, Houston's an hour away from Houston. And we was on the north side of Houston. It was just way too long. We were 63 miles away from the office. And in big city talk, that's a lot. That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours for sure. That's a lot of hours. But I had to tell myself, shut up. Did I make it? Nope. This is what happened, Law. I went... You should have, you know what? Let me be quiet. My bad. You know, that's that fake shut up. I just want to make it look like I'm being nice, you know, thing right there. So you can say, what happened? So I can explain and make it look like it's your fault I'm explaining now, not mine, right?
I thought I was the only one.
You thought you were the only one, Law?
I do the same thing.
Yeah, And you got to know when you on the phone with these kind of people or when you're talking to these kind of people. So to sum all of that up, and we'll take it higher, to sum all of that up, you want to make sure your lead magnet is how you're talking to your text message fits these people. I'll show you a message I just sent to one of my cousins. He is a monkey and a koala. Now, it would look like I said, look, see that? See that? It would look like, he messaged back. It would look like I messed this up, y'all. I didn't. Hey, man, he's a monkey. I'm 38, so he's 41. He's like 90% monkey. He don't give a damn about nothing but fun. You know, he's nothing. I'm telling y'all, he ain't never on time for nothing. Ever on time for nothing. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you straight up. This is the message. Remember, monkey. Oh, let me break down monkey even more. This man, monkey, has no sense of anything but making friends. Okay, that's about it. He can make friends. He is a genius at getting to know everybody. This man can get on this call right now, make every last one of y'all fall in love with him, because that's exactly what monkeys do. Except for people like me and Susan. We hate the crap out of that. You know, I don't want to say hate, but you get the point, okay? This guy, he's friendly. I'm supposed to be, this is how you're supposed to behave to monkeys, y'all. Let me put it in the chat. Hopefully I can get all this in the chat. Because I've been studying this for years. This is how, you know what? I'm going to retype that. Put it in chat for y'all. I'm going to put a label on it to make it better for you. Yes. Yes. This is how you're supposed to behave with monkeys right here. I'll read it out to you. And you want your lead magnets to look like this too. But now I got a title over it. Now you can see it better. It says monkeys. Don't lecture them. Be friendly. Avoid long, complicated explanations. Blah, 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 blah. All that good stuff. Let me tell you what I did to this boy. I'm going to read the message to you. Hey, man, I will say this plainly and just once. If you want $1 million position in my company, let me know today. Today only. I can only help this family as much as y'all let me. Then I sent them the link. I said, in my work phone. His response at 11:43, so 30 minutes ago, let me know when to start. Do I need to quit my job? Now, why did I win with that? Why did I win with that? I should not have won with that. I shouldn't have. But why? Because both of his doggone personalities need structure and crave structure. Both of them. The monkey and his koala. The koala's looking for the alpha to come in and say, listen, we're doing this. We're doing this. This is, get some structure. The monkey has no plans, needs plans, and I've already told him about it more than once. Now he knows it's fit to get off the pot. That's Texas talk. But that's what it is. I'm just dead serious to you. But I won with that because I dissected his personality and I knew what to send him. I could have went with some fun, but I did that already. Now you're going to get this money or you're not. Because my whole family know I'm good money. Half of them can't stand me because I'm good money. You gonna get this money or not? This man ready to leave his job right now. So you got to know when to be nice, when not. Go ahead, Law.
Why is the time so lackadaisical? Because being on time doesn't work for me. I mean, I must be on time. Heck, this is a domestic flight, and I was here 3 hours early. If you're wasting my time or if you're not on time, that just really just irks my nerves. And I don't know if that's because of the managerial aspect of it, most of my career, what have you. But time is important. It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a heart issue, to be honest with you. It is a heart issue. If you don't respect some old folk in Texas, probably where y'all at too, but I just like old folk in Texas because they be saying a lot of smart stuff that you don't catch until you old. Old folk in Texas say, if a man don't respect your time, he ain't gonna respect you. It's not. Because in order, this is, I didn't make, this is too wise for me. This is some feeling Susan wisdom, okay? If I purposely don't show up time for you, I'm purposely saying I don't give nothing about you. I came first. I'll get there when I feel like getting there. Deal with that. It's deep, right? Now, some of your personality types, you naturally don't like time, time constraints. You don't like rules. That's okay. You got to know how to talk to these people. Is that fair? So I just posted how you do it. I'm trying to do this for y'all so I can have this in a chat for you. I mean, are you going to say this chat? Oh, yeah, man. I've been doing this. Like, I'm a huge fan of, I've been doing this since 2008. I mean, so I got notes. I got a running note for this since 2008. No, no one's a straight anything. I'm glad you asked that. Because this goes back to that nature versus nurture argument. You're born one way, but then life makes you another. Your family dynamic can turn into your personality. You're most certainly born with 50% of your personality before you come out. This is why it's so important for parents to be at peace when they're pregnant. Okay? It's why it's so important for the mother to be at peace when she's pregnant, the father to keep her at peace. And why you sing to a baby and all that stuff, right? Because their 50% of their personality is being developed just through genetics. So when someone has a personality disorder, we're talking about the genetic part of that. When Phil mentioned earlier, don't recognize social cues, that's a genetic thing. You get it? Go ahead, Phil.
No, it's interesting when you say that. I'm the third child from my biological mother by the time she was 18. By three different guys. Process that for a while.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible. Y'all hear that? That's a lot. So there you go. So you're supposed to be wise from the time you was born anyway.
Then add on top
went over my,
add on top of that.
That went way over. Explain it. To me,
my adopted sister died when I was 2. My adopted father died when I was 6, 3 days after Christmas. And then my adopted mother got into alcohol and suicide attempts when I was 9.
So, wow.
So nope. that's the gift I've gotten, and I've been able to make pretty good living out of it. I've heard from 2 of my 5 children so far today, so.
There you go. And it also explains why you like humor so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, completely explains that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you had a choice and you chose the opposite. You know, he chose, I don't want to say take his life back, but he had a choice. And they could have defied him, or he could have took control of it. That's no different than a teenager getting raped or something, you know, molested, and now they're totally without sex, you know, asexual, because I'm taking my life back, right? It's no different. Trauma is trauma, period. And some people choose the positive in it, some don't. Now, that doesn't make anybody better than anybody. You know, we all do the best we can with what we have. We do. We really anywho, Dan, that's good. You ready to take it higher? You're like, man, you just did my whole script. You didn't put the stuff out there, right? Okay, let's funnel this. Now, she's talking about how to read people so you can make money. You got me? So, Deanna, I want you to pick 2 people. I'll be quiet. I won't tell you what's going on.
Pick 2 people. Let's see. Huh. Miss Pam. And if he's able to, Liddell.
No, he's not.
Okay. Vince.
All right.
Good. Pam and Vince, unmute your mics. Deanna, what would you like them to sell? Well, are they selling or are they buying? Or are they just cooperating as a unit? Or anything else you want to make up? Or are they marketing? Since this is a marketing class, which one you want?
Let's have marketing.
Let's have a market, all right? So you're not selling, you're marketing, which is a form of selling, but, you know, different, okay? All right. Are they on the same team marketing? Are they marketing to one another? You get to make it up. It's infinite possibilities.
They're on the same team marketing.
On the same team marketing. Good, good. Now, two totally different person. Actually, they got the same personality type in one of them, but the rest of them is totally different. Now, fantastic. Here's your scenario. You have to, in 5 minutes, actually, let's go with 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Wait. I give you a better time. Type in YouTube. All right. 3 minutes, 11 seconds. Nope. 2 minutes, 10 seconds. I found the shorter one. 2 minutes, 10 seconds. You guys have to come up with a marketing ad for both of them in the network game. So we'll actually make it to where it's tangible. For the network and how you're going to sell your, you know, how you're going to get your 500 customers. Okay? Let's go with your first 100 customers so you can get your $5,000 bonus. All right? So I'm making this tangible to where after class you can still use this example. Is that fair? Just trying to be fair. Now, the challenge you're going to have to think out loud. We're going to mute our mics. You're going to talk. The challenge you're going to have to do is find harmony. That's going to be a challenge. Because your personality types, one of them conflict with one another. And what you're going to have to do is find a way to fit all of each other's personalities.
In one ad.
Got me? In one ad. So basically, one ad should be marketed to at least the two of you. Now, it could be one ad that has two different pieces. That's okay. Just do it as one ad. It has thousands of ads, right? But just do it as just one ad. Is that fair? But you need to get to the Vince's and you need to get to the Pam Norris's. Difficult, y'all, because now Vince ain't worried about let's change the world with these feelings. You know what I'm saying? Not with these feelings. You know, that's Pam Norris. But he's going to have to do, basically, it's Tony and Tippett over there, right? That's basically what you got over there. Vince is me, Pam Norris is Tippett. You know what I'm saying? They have to work it out. Starting now, create a ad or business system to get you out to your first 100. Go.
So, hey, Pam, what do you think about, we need to do something so we can reach out to, the stay-at-home moms, those ones that those nurturers. So something we can have part of the ad, what do you think about some part of the ad being something where we just show them how they can stay at home and still take care of their kids and make money for one. And then we need something for that. Okay. Since I'm coming in late for the class, you're going to have to help me out with some of this.
All right. So the second that can be our target market that we're going for. But let's put a 6-second video in there that'll go for to show the video needs to show how hard sort of like, you know, it is, or the struggle, you know, a mother struggling with worrying about paying the bills, etc. Sort of the pain, and then and then we talk about this, and now we've got the solution.
So are we assuming that they're single? Are they? So our target market is stay at home, right?
That's fine. I'm cool.
Okay, so yeah. we're going to target the stay-at-home moms. So are we insinuating, because you mentioned about how the struggle of, I guess, taking care of the family. So are we insinuating that they don't have an outside income coming in?
It doesn't matter whether they do or not. I think we're just showing them that even if with outside income, their people paid so little, they need more money to okay. live the quality life they want.
So we can go that route, but think about this. The pain the pain point is a single mom leaving her kids.
Okay.
That's the thing. I think that's where we need to tug on that. If we can tug on something, that 6-second video on them just staying home,
fine.
Taking care of their kids.
Okay. Let's do it.
That's it.
All right. And
All right. Let me hold on. Let me stop right there. Good job. Yeah, clap. Yeah, clap. Yeah. Clap it up.
We got 2 minutes already.
Now, yeah, go by so fast, don't it? so fast. Now, let me add some more details in. It's going to make it a bit easier. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you there are no rules, and it's going to make your life a lot easier. Okay. Keep everything you just said. This time, both sides are going to win. Both sides did not win, okay? Both sides are going to win, but there are no rules. That means you can have both and not just one ad. I framed it that way at first on purpose. You get it? My word, I framed it like you do in sales. I framed it. I want one ad. You get it? This time doesn't have to be one ad. Doesn't have to be two people. Maybe it's two teams. Maybe y'all gonna plan on having teams. Maybe this is the future. Maybe it's a long-term ad. No more rules. This time you can do both and, or you can stick with what you have. This time you have, let's go with 3 minutes, 11 seconds, and 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Okay, Pam,
same
go
ahead. Same or different?
I tell you what, let's go with your idea first. Let's go ahead and hammer yours out real quick, because that's a good idea with the struggling and making money. So what other ideas do you have with that one video?
That's it. We've only got 6 seconds, so I think it's just showing the emotionally we can capture on video their pain. So
great. So if we can add with yours then, so what about if we had that mom, she's leaving her kids going to work, and she's in the office trying to do business, and the babysitter is calling or school is calling because their kid is sick.
Good.
What about something like that?
Right.
And then for that joy of staying home, then basically we can have an ad with a mom. She wakes up in the morning, she has on her yoga pants, she gets up, she's doing yoga, and the baby's in the right in the room with her, and the baby's sitting there and she's on the phone, she's doing yoga, something like that. Just her and the baby. It's her bonding with her child. What about something like that?
Showing the two?
Yep, showing the two.
And then asking a question, you know, which do you want?
Yeah, exactly. That
like to have a way to move.
That
from
is
here
a good comparison.
If you stew, we have the way at TSBU. Come here. We will show you the way to move from this to this.
That sounds great.
Right, and you can do it on your own time, because as a mom, you can't sit in the classroom. You need to be able to access your education on your schedule that fits with your family.
That's
if
it.
That, and I think that's way we go with that. So it'll
that works. So now we need to get Antonio in some yoga pants to shoot this video. We good to go, right?
Yeah, that's it.
We done.
Right. That'll track them.
Sounds good.
We done.
We got 90 seconds left.
Oh, we got 90 seconds left. Let's see.
Okay. Well,
I can tighten it up a little bit. So we got the one, we got the comparison, how we're going to shoot the videos. I would say the very first video, I could say it could be a two-part video. The very first one can come in, we can do with the one where they're struggling, the mom is struggling at work, trying to deal with the kids.
Yeah.
And then show that comparison, as you were saying, but with the ATS Business University, you can have this. And
right.
Then it goes into that second one maybe. And then towards the end, maybe just her, the spouse, the whole family together, and then sitting back on a vacation, something like that.
Just showing joy that, showing joy. Showing joy in your life. This is what you've been looking for. And here's where you can find it at ATSBU.
That's it.
Yeah. Have the freedom you've been searching for.
That's
it. Be able to enjoy your family again. Be the mother, you know, that gets to enjoy your family.
Freedom on your terms.
Oh, I like that. Freedom on your terms. On your right. That's good. This is the place for mothers to come.
Three.
To be free again.
Two.
Yep.
One. Stop. Good job. Come on, y'all. I need your mic. Pass it out. Come on, come on, come on. Now, everybody. Woo! That's hard. That is hard. Now, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not done. Yeah, so nowhere near done. Everybody ready? Yeah. One more. I got one more thing. This is what I'm doing. It's called framing, to be honest with you. I'm framing, okay? That means that the way you say something forces people to perceive it a certain way. And in that perception of perceiving something a certain way, I frame how they should think about it the first time. Now, when I said no rules, did you hear all that?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff? No rules. Now, one more framing, and this time, well, actually, I've unframed you. You have full permission to make this ad a series that lasts 8 videos or 3 decades, like Just Do It. That's up to you. Full. There you go. Jerome's excited. You can do whatever you want. You can do it however you want. You can create established partnerships. You can come up with a timeline. You can say, hey, let's do it together. You can even strike an agreement to get customers together and y'all split them up. That ain't got nothing to do with it. There are no rules. Get it? No rules. One more time. This time, it's for all the marbles. You got 5 minutes, and you will be able to see it clearly on the screen here in a second. Oh, wrong screen. Yeah, I'm always showing y'all stuff that's going to be seen. Uh-oh. Hold on. Scroll up. Come down here. Come over here. There we go. Boom. That's podcast stuff. All right, y'all ready? And you get to see your time because it's on the screen. Go.
So let me ask you this question, Pam, before we get started. Now we got a good framework of everything. What is your strong suit? Because now we have the option of opening this up to a series. So what is your strong suit? Are you a good writer? Are you a good planner? Or where do you see yourself being the CEO of your company?
Maybe writer.
Okay. So what if we did this, and that's great what Antonio just opened up. So what if we, do you have any ideas of where you want to do a series, or do you want to keep it tight, just maybe one or two videos and just let them play throughout a period? What do you want to do?
I have no real preference.
So if you are a good writer, I would say let's make this a mini series.
Okay.
And if we can, the only thing we need to come up with then is our plot of, you know, how we want to start it and climax to the end of it. How long do we want to go the series to go? For example, if we use it for our 90-day challenge, we're down to about 80 days. So let's take 85 days. That gives us a couple of days to put the plan in action and shoot.
Right.
So the challenge would be to come up with, where do we want to start it? We can start it with that stay-home mom and her leaving, going to work. Or even better yet, she can already be a working mom, and then she's pregnant, she has the baby, and now all of a sudden, after that 6 weeks, she has to go back to work. You know, so we can take it a lot of different directions.
Yeah. It could also just be different moms, you know?
Okay.
If it's 8 videos, so if our women are what we're trying to educate, that they're coming from different angles, so there are videos for different moms who are coming, and that ATS is one of their target markets, it would be moms, So we've got the, we did the one video with the mom who's at work and wants to come here. Maybe it's another mom who's already on the job, but she wants to move up in her job. She wants to become the supervisor, et cetera. She's coming to the ATBSBU to learn business, to get that promotion. So we see her getting a promotion. Then we got another mom who wants to have her an online business, who's at home. Maybe she's disabled. She can't go into the workforce. Nobody will hire her because she has a disability. She's in a wheelchair, but she can start a business online. So maybe we could have ATSBU showing how women with who can work at home, get a job promotion, start an online business, and the different ways. So that could be the series and go after moms of all types.
That's great. All we need to, now we need to just pull up the curriculum and we can target a video to each curriculum for our moms.
Right.
And that can be, instead of a series, I don't know if we want to tie it into a series or just make eight videos that cater to.
It could be a mom who came out, has a criminal record, you know, and can't get a job. She, but she wants, is smart. She just shoplifted as a teenager. She can't get a job. She wants to start a business. She wants to learn. A mom who's a pregnant mom, a young girl who's trying to move ahead. So I think we can pick lots of different types of moms.
That's single moms,
working mom, disabled mom, you know, somebody with a record who's but wants to finish their education and keep going, that they've got smarts.
That mom needs a second chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we could do a series and then show one with, they all come together in the class.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So they're on Zoom. Yeah. You got them all in Zoom, and that they all there. And what they do is they support each other because they're all struggling to make their life better. They have one thing in common. Well, you said freedom at your choice. Free. This is their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it happen.
That's it. So let's see.
And they're not discriminating against each other. They're supporting. They're coming together as a unit and giving each other help. So multi-level marketing, hey, somebody's in that and has really got to change that narrative. So they're the ones learning to be the best, the top in MLM. So that's another group.
That's it. That sounds like a plan. So now all we need to do now is just come up with our script and shoot it, and we'd be good to go.
That's right. ATSBU takes moms to freedom.
That's it.
Every day of the week.
Wow. That's really good. Come on, y'all. There's no way you can't be impressed by that.
I like working with you, Vince.
Thank you. Good job. Likewise.
Did y'all notice the lion immediately went in and established control and structure? Immediately established control and structure, but it wasn't abrasive control. It wasn't abrasive a structure. And then her koala was like, yes. Okay. All right. So we're not going to be all over the place. Okay. It makes me feel so happy. We're not going to be able to go play. But on the first time his lion, because I framed it, shut down her want to change the world. You get it? And so what she did was, for harmony's sake, that's fine, let's do it. But it was, and hear this very well, it was only an average idea when that happened. When I said no rules, both and, it went to a good idea. You get it? After they did it twice and had some feel for each other, they came out with a spectacular idea. One more time, y'all clap for them. Come on, that's good. Real good. Real good. That's real, 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 real good. And you have my word. Hear me this. That was so good that if y'all actually pull it off and actually get it done, since both of you are doers, if I see it with your links, I will share your links. I will.
All right.
I will. All right. Deanna says she will. In fact, the whole company will help share your links. We absolutely will. All right. So that's on our network, on our pages and stuff. Remember, we're non-commissioned. It doesn't hurt us to share your links. Do you understand? We're non-commissioned. You want a non-commissioned backup. Good. Fantastic, y'all. Liddell say what?
He
wanted
to be a mom.
He wanted to be a mom. I did so good. Made him want to be a mom. All right. Good stuff. Law, that jacket is fierce, sir. I need that jacket. You know what? Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Timely. Thank you.
Yeah. Show us the shoes. Show us the shoes. Ooh, and the bag. And we got to see the bag, too.
All right.
Yeah, we got to see how Law travels in the airport. Yeah, we know you ain't got no. Look at that bag. Oh, look at this view. Don't you play with Law. Don't you play with Law. I'm trying to tell y'all. That's it. The shoes match the bag. With the shades. And that's how he traveled.
That's you should have seen my cab driver. He was like, boy, you look sharp. I said, oh, thank you. I get us there safely.
Get us there safe. That's how that man travel, y'all. If he travel like that, y'all know he's showing out. As an MC, you know he's showing out. You know he's showing out in October as the MC. This man traveling like he coordinated.
That's it.
Ah, boomerang. All right. Good. Who wants to go next? Actually, they don't have a choice. Deanna, pick two more.
Okay, so this time, I'm excited. So this time, I want Jerome and Law.
All right,
time to party.
Oh, that's going to help Grace. They both under you, ain't they? Yeah. All right, then. Grace is listening to her money collect. All right. Now, But basically, we'll do the network again because it's not my attempt to do this. It's just I wanted to make y'all have tangible stuff so you can go home with. But since y'all don't have a business together, I don't think so, right? All right, so then network it is. Okay. Now we're going to get you to 500. Actually, y'all going to 500 customers, okay? I gave them 100, giving you 5, not because you're better, because now these two get to listen to what you're going to say. And then they get to do 500 while y'all talking. You get it?
Yeah.
While y'all talking, they get to go from 100 to 500. Everybody wins. Now, you also are going to create an ad. Of course, you know there are no rules. You don't have to frame yourself. Everything is well. And Law, he's going to unmute. He's in the airport. We ain't worried about his background noise, okay? Just run it, right? Just go ahead and run it. No problem. And what you need to do is also create a business system for the ads. Here's what that means in plain English. You're going to do exactly what Pam and Vince did, but now you're going to figure out how to distribute it.
Say that again. Say that again.
You're going to do exactly what they did, create the ads.
Right.
But then you're going to focus on the distribution of it, too.
Okay.
You're going to focus on the distribution of it, too. That means how we're going to share, where it's going to be shared now. Right. We're going to use the company site. He let them do it, so he might as well let us do it, too, right? All that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get with our upline, Grace, and Grace is going, she going to share this for us, whatever. I don't know. Right? We're going to, okay, you ready? So let me, your time's going to be on the screen. They had 10 minutes, basically, so you're going to have 10 minutes. 10 minutes, getting ready. I got it queued up. And you only get one time, but it's 10 minutes from start to finish. 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Okay, Law. I've been already thinking about this idea, and I hope you can receive it. You and I both started with ATSB April of last year, correct?
Correct.
We did. So what I'm thinking is that we can start an ad where you and I are conversating about how we ended up there, meeting the ATSB as a company and the process it took for us to get there and how, as a result of that, things changed. Now, when we get to that point, we start with the video and explain, well, the things before weren't working, and then all of a sudden things change. What caused that? And in the process of
I think that's
doing
a great
that,
idea.
Yeah, in the process of doing that, let people respond to the ad to say, well, maybe it was this, maybe it was that, or maybe this took place, or maybe that. And then in the process of getting feedback from that, we'll come up with another ad that takes it on to the next level where you can talk about your 30 videos and I talk about my books and things of that nature. And boom, boom.
I would also like to tie that ad to the instant messenger just the way they can also send a personal message as well.
Exactly.
And we can have that feedback too. But starting that conversation within the comments or however they like, I think that would actually attract more people to it too.
Yes. Because we want to get a dialogue going with them to say, well, wait a minute. You know, because I know from personally, I've been doing this for 20, 25 years, not successful. And then all of a sudden, success is. So what caused that success? So we're starting the dialogue without the MLM, without saying, you know, you need to be you. And then as people start to feed in, we work with that and then create other videos that will say, well, you know, by the way, Law ended up doing this, I ended up doing that, boom, boom, boom. And I think that was a result of this. I think that was a result of that. And by the time we finish those videos, speaking to them, then boom, the next thing you know, well, hey, you know, who is this guy? You know, what is this company? What is it all about? Bingo. And
because stories drag people in. And
yes,
we have a story to tell. It's gonna attract a lot of people.
And going back to the previous group, we want to make sure that we have a plot so that it gives out a call to action, as Phil says, where people don't want to respond. So that gives us more leads. And then in the process of getting the leads, as far as I'm concerned with, I'm not worried about, I don't consider you greedy, I don't consider myself greedy. So in that process, whoever responds, if we're equally putting in the effort, then we will equally split whatever leads come in, whether it's customers, whether it's distributors. And of course, as Antonio suggested, we're going to put Grace to work. We're going to put Deanna to work, and we'll hopefully, of course, and put Antonio to work and put Daryl to work too. You know what I mean?
Well, that's free money, so we have to use it.
Exactly. Come on, dog.
So you're saying advertise on the business page, which is great. We can advertise on ATSBU as well, and then I think we should take a personal approach as well. Maybe go into the school systems, maybe college or something like that. And then try advertising there. I like that platform because that's where I speak at and things like that. So.
And on a serious tip, Law, before Antonio brought this up, this was an idea I had in the back of my head that I wanted to work with you anyway. So regardless of what this Zoom call is, I want us to get together and come up with something because you and I work very well together, okay?
Absolutely.
Come on now, we gonna make this money.
And this is where we can continue to dominate, you know.
Ooh, who you telling? Who you telling? I don't know what Antonio's talking about. We gonna dominate. Hello? Okay. So
maybe even take it to an in-person type of situation where we're talking about our experiences from there as well, and then they can connect with it. Because we have a powerful story on how we connected, and that's what's going to bring in the humor and then the conversation.
Absolutely.
And what's going to show people
absolutely
more about it.
And so my feelings is, in reference to how you're doing your podcast, and I've been doing my podcast, is when you get back, let's say when you get back from Texas, we sit down and we do multiple videos and have those ready to keep putting them out. Instead of waiting, we're gonna do as many as we can and have those ready to be automatically sent out. And then while we're doing that, we can also work on our individual email list. We can also work on our individual Facebook people that we know. So that allows us another venue individually to be bringing in customers and distributors apart from collectively doing what we're doing there. So it's going to be.
So now, as far as launching the videos, I think at least 12 times a day is effective. 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, 4 in the evening. Yeah, I think it's about 12.
Yeah, that's why I say let's do as many as we can so that we just decide how often are we going to. Because what I believe is going to happen is, as we get the feedback, we're going to be overwhelmed with responding to folks.
Sure.
Well, yeah, bum, 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 bum. And then we can decide how we're going to approach those folks based on a game plan so that by the time they get to the point where we're ready to close the deal, as we say, we can send them to the opportunity page or we can send out our link or whatever the case may be. and bingo. I'm excited.
And there's lots of information on the opportunity page, which I love about it.
Absolutely.
It just really draws you in, and it clearly explains what it is, what's the process, what you're going through, and we should definitely utilize it.
And then Antonio put out two more videos that I don't know if you saw them already, where he talks about the 1%, and he's talking about the people that want to make 75, and I think those are great on top of that. Whoa, wait a minute. How am I going to do this? And then make sure we put out information so we send it to the opportunity page. There's another vehicle that's available for us.
So, and now that he just created the customer ones, that's even better too. So even if you don't want to be a distributor, you can absolutely be a
customer. Now, Laura, I have to say this because we're on a recorded line. I know that if the ATSB don't do right by your customer or by your distributors, I know you're gonna cut somebody. And I want you to know I got your back, okay? So,
you ain't even got to cut this. I'm happy to talk to my own self.
So, hey, you know, hey, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to roll. I've got some stuff already written down. I started writing some stuff down today. I'm going to continue that. And then, of course, you know, in your head, you can come up with some ideals. We're going to do that. And then we're going to come back. We're going to make this happen for real. I don't care about Antonio G. Smith. This is
absolutely.
My
absolutely. Maybe even do a Facebook Live too. Maybe we can connect on a Facebook Live and do it from there.
Come on, man. Why?
And maybe it's like the Law and Jerome show or something like that. And then
hello,
throwing even more in.
You don't know. You better get the video.
I like that. I like that.
Those are all vehicles. Those are all means of reaching the people we want to reach. So absolutely, absolutely.
So who else do you want to reach as well? Because I know in the last group they stated, you know, single mom, things of that nature. Who do you think need most help?
Well, I know my base is younger people, but I know from the standpoint of speaking and whatever, a lot of them have to go to school. They don't have jobs. So I'm more to the parent or definitely to businesses. Because that's another one of my clients to businesses. So, but I'll think about that in the meantime and look at that from a standpoint of coming up with ideals. And then I'll get back with you on that, okay?
So, this way you can narrow it down. You're not going for the whole market, but I think young people is awesome. I definitely got to go for the young folks because I am young, so.
Well, you can help me with that.
Nothing wrong with the season, nothing wrong with that. And I'm quite sure I do have some seasoned people that listen as well, but.
Yes.
I want to make the most impact, so yes.
All right, anything else?
That sounds great.
Sounds good. We got a minute and about a minute to spare. I'm ready.
A minute to spare. Well, you know, I'm sitting here in this airport. I can even throw on a t-shirt and use that t-shirt, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
I have my own t-shirt packed, but I think we need to create some ATS t-shirts for that as well. And then we can use that as promo too.
ATBSU, yeah. Come on. So good. I'm done.
Good stuff. Right. Good stuff. Come on, y'all. Mute your mic, clap for them. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
With a whole minute to spare. They ain't playing around. Good stuff. Fantastic to both of you. You have a good plan. Let's just say a few obvious things. Law is on its way down here. There's a green screen and everything here. So if you want to knock out a lot of stuff here, make sure you do all that here. Plus, Law, since you cover down here, make sure you do it for your personal business and your motivational business as well. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kyle. Yeah. We have to utilize all that,
because it's going to be busy. It's busy around here. It's busy around here. Now, also, I told you I remind me. No, not yet. Let's see. Good job to both groups. That's how you get it done. Now, the next time y'all tell me, well, you know, I ain't had time. It took 20 minutes, y'all, for two people, for two groups, I should say. 10 minutes for something that's going to make you money forever, right? Good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that Grace and Deanna will call all of you if you're not yet in the network. Don't worry. You don't have to. Just know that you're going to get a call just so I can have a master list of knowing who to sift to the left and the right, right? Nothing wrong with that. Just to know who's student, know, and also who to know who is money-making students, okay? Or everyone's money-making student, but money-making money-making students on the other side. But get ready for that. They're going to inbox and call all of you right now. Take the screenshot if you need to. You know who's all on the call. Outstanding. Screenshot them. Other than that, you've got good notes, show notes. Go ahead right now and save it to the chat. You need to save the chat to me. Anybody need to save the chat before I end the call? Okay, you got Grace saving the chat. Put some good information over there. Save the chat. Save the chat. Save the chat. Good stuff. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. All right. See y'all later. All right, everybody.